You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. I want to give a special thanks and shout out to Mr. Wolf and his podcast team. And I also like to say a thank you to some of our sponsors, which are Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, and Vocal. And tonight, I'm proud to announce that we have the CEO of Stern Gold Company that's been around for over 125 years, and they have been providing things for the dental community and dentists in general that have made our profession as wonderful as it is. I'd like to introduce Mr. Gordon Craig. Gordon, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and I really appreciate your time and expertise to educate our listeners on some of the innovations and things that Stern Gold has been doing for our profession.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Coughlin. Really happy to be here tonight with you.
Why don't you give us a little bit of your background, Gordon, and how you got involved with Stern Gold and what you see them doing in the next 12 to 60 months to continue to help our profession in what I would consider some fairly trying times?
Yeah, so let me give you a little bit of background on me. So I've been with Stern Gold for about 23 years. Held different capacities. I've been the president and CEO for a little over 10 years. And my background is sales, marketing, business development, and finance. So Stern Gold, as you said, is celebrating their 125 years in business this year. We started in 1897. And today, the company is a lot different than it was back when it started. And Stern Gold is one of these companies that keeps innovating and expanding, really listening to the customers, listening to problems that doctors or dental lab technicians are facing. And then we innovate products and workflows to help eliminate those problems for our customers. So ultimately, everything that we do is with the eye on the dentist and also the dental lab. But the end goal is really to help provide solutions and restorative ability to the patient. So we all are doing everything in this workflow to really satisfy the patient ultimately.
If you were to summarize to our listening group this evening, is there products that you have in the pipeline? Are there products that you currently have that you think our dental profession is missing out on, that we might not be as well versed or as well educated in a certain specific area that you could enlighten our listeners about?
Yeah, sure. So we have, certainly we're known for the ERA and the ERA family of attachments. And that's a big restorative solution that we've maintained and really built a brand around for the last 35 years. But more currently, we've expanded into a whole line of restorative abutments. So in addition to the ERA, we have the snap angled, the ORA, and some other abutments that really can fit onto virtually any of the implant systems that are popular today. We've also innovated around being vertically integrated in the sense that we now have built off of our acquisition of a company called Implemed back in the early 90s. We are an implant manufacturer and have been since 1992. And from there, we've created value bundles, and we can bring really our focus is making sure that there's affordable dental access to patients. And you mentioned how do we differentiate ourselves during trying times? And that is, we focus on not only enhancing quality of life for the patients, but we believe in affordable access to reaching that quality of life. And that's our mantra. If we look at our why, right, which is a fancy way of saying what's our mission statement or what's our focus. And really, in a nutshell, it's we believe in affordable access to a better quality of life by staying relevant, pursuing excellence, and delivering enhanced smiles. So that speaks to what Sterngold focuses on when delivering innovation and staying relevant. So we are a global player. We have a long and rich celebrated history, and we've really had so much history in the dental community that we understand how history, by using history and using the trends of history, we can see where the market is going. So we've come out of a pandemic. I would say that affordability is probably one of the premier aspects of what is needed for the next, you had said 16, 18, 24 months. I believe that it's even further than that. If we look at the demographic of the aging population and what's pulling on those purse strings for those folks, how their parents are living longer, their children are still maybe living at home. And many of them of that baby boomer era are still putting away money for their own retirement. So affordability does come into play, especially because that same demographic wants to feel young. They want their teeth in good condition. They want to be able to eat foods and laugh and feel young, different than their parents' generation, which really kind of revolved around losing their teeth and having dentures or having some sort of solution that was maybe subpar to what we have with technology today. So we, in a long way around, we focus in on bundling solutions where we can bring an implant, an abutment, or an implant to crown, or a all on four or all on X, fixed hybrid. So the solutions are all bundled together under our platform, Sterngold Total Smile.
And Mr. Gordon, for our listeners tonight, and for me also, is there a competition between your mini implant brand and your conventional implants? How do you educate us, our listeners this evening, to say, this is a mini case, this is, let's just say, a standard case? How does your company differentiate between the two? For someone like myself, who's 64 years old and placed my first implants in 1983, I've seen the movement of these mini implants doing a lot more service and care. For an old timer like me, it was more of an interim implant to stabilize while the, let's say, quote, standard implant was stabilizing and integrating. Yeah. Can you discuss that to our listeners for some background?
Yeah. So I'll first start off by saying that there's a time and a place for both minis and conventionals. One doesn't replace another. So years ago, when first conventional implants were brought into the market, then there was mini implants that kind of came in after the fact. The two were very far apart. And the philosophies associated with mini implants and conventional implants differed widely. I'd argue that over time, the convergence of minis and conventionals have become more closely knit together. There's almost a idea of it's an extension of the tools in your toolbox. For example, you know, if I was painting a room and I used a 4-inch paintbrush, if I expanded the width of that paintbrush to 6 inches or 7 inches, I could paint more of the room. Same goes for placing implants. If I have more tools in my toolbox, both conventional and mini, it allows me to have variability in the cases that come forth. For example, we may have a patient who is very elderly, may not have a lot of remaining bone, so space may be an issue. Also, we may want to consider things like the involvement or the intensity or the invasiveness of a procedure because that patient is more elderly. Or so affordability could be a factor too. So in that case, maybe we would consider a mini for that type of case based on the demographic and the case design for that patient. On the contrary, if we were talking about someone who was younger, someone who wanted to have a fixed solution, someone that may only have a few missing teeth, and we're talking about doing conventional implant to crown or several implants to a connected bridge, then we would be leaning more towards a conventional solution. So there's a time and a place for every treatment modality. But in a mandibular overdenture case for a patient who may not have a lot of bone and live in a removable solution, mini implants will work perfectly well. We don't prescribe mini implants to be used in a single tooth case, especially posterior. Those should always be conventional with a wider diameter and a more stable, you know, conventional connection if we're going to go a, you know, implant to crown in a fixed case. So that's just a couple of examples. And of course, Dr. Coughlin, a combination of conventionals and minis, especially if there's a non-immediate load case where you have conventionals that are healing and you want to let them heal before loading, you can use those minis as a transitional interproximally. So there is sort of those camps coming together, and then there's a little bit of overlap if you want to case design something to give a patient some kind of immediate retention while they're going through a healing phase.
Well, Mr. Craig, I cannot thank you enough for educating not just myself, but our listeners on not just your company, but some of the philosophies and how to meld the combination of mini and quote, conventional. I don't even necessarily like the word conventional because it sort of downplays the role that mini implants can offer, not just the consumer, but also the dental profession. Anyone who has been practicing wet finger dentistry for any length of time knows that there's solutions out there, but quite honestly, just for today's purpose alone, I had a new patient, 81 years old. Just basically, his wife is ill. He's trying to resolve some of his cosmetic and functional issues. And, you know, you could be looking at between $60,000 and $90,000 for a all-on X top and bottom titanium bar, screwed down prostheses. And I'm going to myself, if that was my own mom and dad, I'd probably be saying, are these people crazy? And the ability of your company to offer these solutions, I think, is not only terrific for our profession, but for our patients. I know with a company like Sterngold that has such name recognition, but perhaps the dentist listening tonight, is there a number or a website that they can provide training and expertise in the areas of products? How would they contact you?
Yeah, very easy. I'll give you three ways, sterngold.com, or email at sales@sterngold.com, or by phone, if that's the way to reach us, 800-243-9942. We also have cool tech options like intercom chat on our website or coming through social media channels, YouTube channel with how-to videos and technical videos. Just search Sterngold Dental and you'll find us. And education is one of our cornerstones. We believe that we don't just manufacture and market products. We believe that education and know-how and knowledge exchange is vital for customers that are new to the products, but also customers who want to expand their knowledge, whether it's shifting from an introductory educational format to more of a advanced. And we still do live programming, and we do a lot of on-demand and webinar-based educational seminars.
Well, I can't thank you enough, and I thank our audience for listening this evening. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I'm owner of Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, training, education, and development. Tonight's guest was Mr. Gordon Craig, the CEO of Sterngold, who's taken the time and energy to educate you and myself on that company and the products and how it can help our patient base and our own practices day to day. Mr. Craig, thank you so, so very much. I look forward to hopefully having you on again and getting into a little bit more detail. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Coughlin.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.